Concern for the environment is on the rise. According to this year's Lowy Institute poll, 64% of adult Australians see climate change as a critical threat, and that number's risen steadily over the last 5 years. However, the UN Climate Summit, being held now in Madrid, has rated Australia's climate policy as the lowest in the world. Professor Mark Howden is Director of the Climate Change Institute at the Australian National University. The Wire's Catherine Andrews asked how he reacted to this news.
Look, I really wasn't very surprised. Is that I think there's an expectation of governments stepping up to the plate, and those governments that aren't seen to be doing this are starting to get labelled as laggards in the international scene.
How concerned should Australia be about climate change?
I think very concerned. The IPCC has indicated that Australia is the most vulnerable developed country on the world in terms of climate change. We are more likely to get negatively impacted than other developed countries. That's not to say we're the most likely to be negatively impacted country, because many developing countries are probably going to be worse off than we are. But in terms of an advanced economy, we're probably going to suffer quite significantly.
If Australia could change one thing now, what would it be?
I think the most straightforward thing we should be doing at this stage is putting a price on carbon. I know that's politically problematic because of our history in terms of the issues to do with various parties and various leaders and things like that. But what the economists tell us is the most sensible and efficient way of reducing greenhouse gas emissions is to put a price on those emissions.
The Energy Minister, Angus Taylor, told the summit in Madrid that Australia was committed to the Paris Agreement and on track to meet and beat its targets set for 2030. Do you think this is true?
Well, the government has got a position on this, which is sort of lining up a range of different ways of meeting our targets, which is 26 to 28% below 2005 levels. Now, part of that is through emission reductions, so that's reducing things like electricity emissions, and they're, you know, moving ahead in the sense of those emissions declining. But there's other emissions which are going up at the same time, so emissions associated with gas production and transport, like our cars and buses and trucks. But a big slab of the achievement of the Paris Agreement, according to the government at the moment, is using what's called the Kyoto carryover credits. So these are credits which are achieved in the Kyoto Climate Change Agreement period for the Paris Agreement period. Now, these are actually different international agreements, and so it's not clear at all that you can actually use the Kyoto carryover credits in the Paris Agreement, and that's a big discussion point right now in Madrid in the Conference of Parties there.
Australia is saying that they're going to meet their targets, but they're using those results that you were saying just before to make up half of that total for their targets set for 2030. Do you think that Australia should be held more accountable for that?
Well, at the moment, I think there's a lot of countries that are lining up to criticise Australia's position on this. So the reports I get is that there's more than 100 countries who are essentially forming a coalition to lobby against the position that Australia's taken. So it's by no means agreed by other countries. The issue in terms of the Conference of Parties is it's a consensus decision-making process. And so if one country essentially blocked acceptance of a particular clause, it won't happen. And so there does need to be a consensus process. So it's not quite clear how those 100 countries or 100 plus countries are going to prevail against Australia for the Kyoto carryover credits.
Do you think the bushfires should be a wake-up call to the government to focus more on policies on climate change?
In terms of the government, I think arguably it should be. What we're seeing is a huge impact in Australia, a huge impact in terms of biodiversity, in terms of industry and in terms of public health through the smog in Sydney and other cities. And those are really significant costs which need to be added to the ledger of climate change. So it's not just about sea level rise and similar things, but increasingly it's about those public health issues associated with heat stress and now bushfire smoke. And so I think we need to be taking this very seriously.
Professor Mark Howden, he's Director of the Climate Change Institute at the Australian National University, speaking with The Wire's Catherine Andrews.